Vote, 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 vote. It's election day. If you haven't voted yet, vote. If you live in a state that has a already known winner of whichever candidate, vote. You got to vote. As a person who votes and votes early and often, I sometimes find it annoying when people harangue me to vote because I already voted. But it's important. And it's embarrassing sometimes to tell your friends and social network followings and podcast listeners to vote, but it's also important. Like, man, elections are important. Vote. Go vote.
Your daily Lex.
It's also John Maltz's birthday, so let's do this right, right? You can't, and John Maltz is not a regular listener of this podcast, which again, is totally fine, but you can't celebrate John Maltz's birthday by doing anything other than voting for Kamala Harris. And if you didn't know, yes, of course, this podcast and I endorse Kamala Harris for so many reasons. And there are two sets of very distinct reasons. One is how terrible Trump is. And you know Trump is terrible because he's told you, and because everybody who's worked for him has told you. And in a second term, he would be even worse because now he knows not to get people who are sane. He knows only to get crazy people. Trump fervor is insane. Trump devotees are insane. People who say, I'm going to vote for Trump for these reasons, because he's better for my taxes, because he's better for this personal interest of mine, are wrong, because he is a bad human and you don't elect bad humans. People don't like Kamala for different reasons. Some people don't like Kamala because she's a woman or because she's black. But some people don't like Kamala because of her issues, because of where she stands. Folks who say, I don't like Kamala because she changed her mind on issues are ridiculous, because people do change their minds and because Trump has no strongly held opinions other than do what is best for Trump. Some people don't think you should be able to have abortions. I absolutely think you should be able to have abortions. One, because other people's bodies aren't your business. Two, because people die now because they can't get the abortions they need. Three, because two people are responsible for pregnancies, but only one person has to deal with them. Anyway. Some people don't like Kamala because they think of Democrats as big spenders, although the economy always thrives under Democratic presidents and not under Republican presidents. Anyway, this is boring for me to keep telling you. Vote for Kamala Harris. If you're not going to vote for Kamala Harris and you listen to this podcast, I honestly don't understand you, because it feels like we have very little in common. That makes me sad. I'd like to be able to just disagree with people politically, and that's okay. I can disagree with people politically and still like them. Much harder to disagree with people who say, no, Trump is good. Trump is worth voting for. Because Trump makes my family less safe, and he makes the country less safe, and he makes the world less safe. And it's a real bummer. It's a real bummer that people vote for him. So anyway, don't. I don't think we'll know the winner tonight, but man, would it be exciting if we knew the winner tonight. I did make a promise before going on the cruise that I'm currently on, having recorded this episode in advance. I made a promise to Lauren that I will not leave the TV on all night in our cruise cabin. I think there's a non-zero chance you could know the victor late at night, 1, 2 a.m. But I think it's far likelier that we won't know until a couple days later. But I don't think it's going to take as long as last time. Last presidential election, we didn't know until the following Saturday. But so many fewer people are voting by absentee ballot this year because COVID is less prominent in people's minds. I think we'll know the winner, call it Wednesday or Thursday. And boy, I hope it's her. Also, way past time for us to have a woman as president. Also, Kamala doesn't think she's the smartest person in the room. She's talked about it. She said repeatedly, like, there's things I'm an expert on, there's things I'm not an expert on. I'm really good at asking people. If people want to point it as a flaw that I'll take time and make a reasoned decision sometimes, like, okay. And boy, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Biden has mostly been a boring president, and I think that's nice too. Anyway, vote for Kamala. Thank you. And don't bother watching all the returns come in live tonight. I mean, I would if I were home, but I'm telling you, do as I say and not as I would have done, because it's no point. It's not good for you. I'll also try to remember that thing about the math where it's not like one person's ahead and one person's behind at any given point. There is a distinct winner and loser of the Electoral College and of the popular vote. Because votes come in different tranches and whatever, slowly, different times, it doesn't matter. Like, it's the vote's the vote. So it's not a race at that point. At that point, it's just like counting. Yeah. Anyway, vote for Kamala. I love you. If you vote for Kamala. Goodbye.
Lex.